What's up? This is your girl, Taz That MC, and you are now tuning into the NC Hip Hop Show. Me and my boy, Big Sin.
What's up, Sin?
We've teamed up to bring you a new and innovative talk show. We're not only going to chop it up, but we're going to play some cuts, talk about issues in the community, put y'all up on some game, and have real conversations with real people. I mean, really, whenever it says that we're on, trust and believe it's about to go down. Interested in having your music played or being a special guest? Hit us up on social media at NC Hip Hop Show. You can also hit up our site at nchiphopshow.blogspot.com. Without further ado, let's get into it.
We got COVID, we all right.
Yeah.
We got COVID, we
all right. Machine.
Yeah. Protect your energy, they want vibrations low. Respect your enemy, that mean they gotta go. Distractions all around, contraptions hold you down. The system wasn't built for us, okay, you got it now. Don't sleep, third eye open. All that dreaming, all that hoping, all that marching, all that voting. Why are things the same or worse? Riding clean, riding hurts. Wipe your tears, rank blue on the first. Be the first to go by when your boat get locked. That tough talk cheap when your ass get bought. I spit fine, no fuss, no floss. I'm that fine, don't trust the boss. Pay the dues, took the loss. This year was a test, I know. It exposed a lot of y'all. Now I know just where you stand. It exposed a lot of y'all. Now I know just where you stand. Hold your head, cause the world just stopped. Send my love, but the grind don't stop. Now little buddy still going to the top. Everybody can't go, some of y'all just watch when the clock tick tock. The sauce drip drop, now never gonna stop. I guess that hot new sign, I ain't block. Watch me rock, all we know is love.
We got COVID, we got riots. We got problems, we got drugs.
Gossip, flipping rules. And the news, all the above. Stay down for us. Never show us love. We don't want you, we don't need you. This is it, we had enough.
Yeah. We got COVID, we got riots, we got problems, we got drugs.
Gossip, broken rumors, and the news all the above.
All the above.
Down for us. Never show us love. We don't want you, we don't need you. This is it, we had enough.
I'm lying. I said that this ain't bother me. Fighting just to keep my inner peace. Oh. We need each other now. They trying to hold us down.
Like it's too loud.
Natural curls in my hair, now I'm feeling proud.
This is America, cuz.
And when my father died, yeah, I might have been alright. Even children got to fight.
And we had enough.
We got COVID, we
alright. But this still keeps
up us now. We got COVID, we alright.
We gon' make it through somehow.
We got COVID, we alright.
No distractions, focus now.
Don't be dirt, I open time for action, no more hoping. This is for my kings and my queens. Keep your head up, stay strong, don't let up, no.
What a project talking about, shit drop, no, that's gon' stop. I am that hot, you sign that rock, watch me rock. All we know is love.
We got COVID, we got riots, we got problems, we got drugs.
Gossip, flipping rumors, and the news all the above. Stay down for
yeah,
us,
do.
You never show
never.
Us love.
I took the long road, I took the hard route. Ain't kiss no ass, no, ain't call no names out. Ain't play no games, bruh, so cut the capping out. This world is same, bruh, so what you rapping about? This that motivation, this that pain out. This that lift your voice, this that sing out. We ain't got no choice, wipe this thing out. They hate us cause we strong, and they can't count us out.
Yo, welcome to the NC Hip Hop Show, hosted by your girl Taz That MC and Big Sin. What's up with you, Sin? How you doing?
What's good, man? How you?
I'm good, man. Happy belated birthday, bro.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
What'd you do for your birthday?
Just put in work, man, pretty much. Finished the EP up, and I shot like the first video for, like, you know what I'm saying, for the EP. Well, actually,
that's
it's like, it's probably like the third video, but I just been working, pretty much. I didn't even party or nothing, man. I was just doing that, just doing music related stuff, you know.
Right. Sometimes work is the best reward. You know, that's having fun right there when you put in that work and, you know, doing something that you love, you know, trying to perfect it and, you know, get it out to the world. So, you know, that's definitely a blessing to be able to do that, bro. When is the EP dropping?
I'm not sure. I think I'm gonna upload it. I'm gonna upload it before the week is over. It's done, but I'm just trying to like decide on like the final song list, like, you know what I'm saying. So I'll probably try to upload it probably maybe tomorrow. So I know they say 4 weeks, but I'm gonna try to get it out before that though. You know what
right.
I mean?
I feel you. Perfect timing, man. I'm about to drop my EP, Linda Flows, in a couple weeks. You know, I figured I'm going to do it for my grandma's 85th birthday. That sounds like perfect timing to me. So, you know what I'm saying? Like you, you know, the project's been done for quite a while now. You know, it's just all about, you know, timing, going through what we going through and working on other things. But, yeah, it's definitely, you know, coming in a couple weeks for sure, you know? Time to get it in.
Yeah, you need to get this stuff out, man, and smack these motherfuckers upside the head, man.
Man, you know, already know. Yeah,
so.
And I'm hyped about today's show too, because today is a good show. You know, we're gonna start talking about, you know, finances. We're gonna talk about credit, side hustles, starting your own business, and, you know, whatever else comes to mind, you know, pretty much. You know, we're trying to, you know, get some positivity out here in this world, and, you know, we're going to bring you that hip-hop, that real hardcore underground shit, because that's what we do. But at the same time, we're trying to give back, you know, by talking about, you know, these type of things, you know. And don't get it twisted, we are not nobody's financial advisor, you know what I'm saying? So don't get it twisted. We are just here basically just trying to find ways to spread this knowledge and spark positivity within the community as well as around the world. And that is why we continue to open up our platforms here at NC Hip Hop, because we love talking to everyday people who just live, you know, everyday lives, who are out here just trying to live life and just trying to make it happen, you know. And they say the experience is the best teacher. You feel me? You know?
Big facts, man.
Facts, bro.
Facts.
Let's talk about them stimulus checks, though, bro. Them stimmies, them stims. Let me hold something. I know you
can. Man, I'm still waiting on it. I'm still waiting on the on that third one, you know what I'm saying? I know they said, like, some people getting them like the 17th, you know, so, but
yeah,
I'm still waiting, man. You know, they could have sent me an EBT card or something.
Right. Yeah, I think you're going to get it, you know, maybe the same way that you got it last time, unless something happened, you know. But I know up here, you know, being in Washington, that's what I heard, you know, from a couple people that, you know, it's going to be around the 17th or around this week, you know. So that's definitely, you know, a good look. You know, I definitely need that.
Yeah, man. Like, I'm talking like these, they giving all this free money away, man. Now's a good time to, you know, make some moves or make some investments or, like, get ahead.
Exactly.
Or, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Some people just burning it up, though, you know, just blowing it, partying and all that, man, you know. But, you know,
right.
you get opportunities like this, man, you got to take advantage for real.
Exactly. That's exactly along the lines of what I was just about to say, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I personally, like, I feel like I deserve to blow just a little bit, but I'm going to be more concerned about saving, you know, as well as investing, and that's where a majority of my money goes. To me, blowing a little bit might just be taking $100 or something and, you know, going to the casino or something to treat myself, you know what I'm saying? But for the most part, You know, I'm with you, man. Now was the time to get that money, time to invest a little bit if you can. I mean, it's tough out here, so I totally get it. You know, if people are in situations where they want to try to pay their bills or feel like they barely making it, but it's also an opportunity for you to try to invest still, because I feel like if you already thousands of dollars behind and you barely making it paycheck to paycheck anyway, then, you know, why not take $5, $10, $20 off to the side, maybe not go out to eat that week, or, you know what I'm saying? People can find a couple of dollars here and there. And if you could find ways to invest $5, $10, $15, $20 just to start small, that may, you know, possibly help you be in a better position, because that's what it's all about. Why not? You know, I would.
Yeah.
I definitely would. You know what I mean?
I mean, you know, it's like, you know, ain't nothing wrong with, you know, treating yourself, man, but, you know, like, you know, sometimes, like, you get opportunities, like, because I know between, like, the last year, you know, it really been, you know, a good time to really, like, you know, get yourself ahead, like, you know, especially if you've been, if you still working or you got, still got income flowing, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, and then you get them stimulus checks, you know, it's really a good opportunity to get ahead, you know.
Yeah.
And then you got people that's, some people getting unemployment, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, it's just a good opportunity to get ahead, like,
it definitely,
you know,
is.
So.
Yeah, that's all you can do, and try to take that opportunity to make another opportunity, because you never know when them opportunities are going to be taken, you know, especially being like myself, you know, been laid off for going on a year now. Actually, I believe it was March 25th or March 26th of last year when, you know, going to work thinking everything is normal. Then they call you in the office and it's like, hey, slide you this paper and we're going to have to let you go. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. So I know I'm not the only one being in that position, but it's just crazy, you know. And at that point in time, like, I wasn't expecting, you know, all this to happen. I wasn't expecting, you know, to get laid off and lose my job that I've been for, you know, at damn near 7-8 years, you know. And when it happened, was I prepared? Did I have, you know, like they say, 6-7 months worth of savings in my account? No. You know, I was living paycheck to paycheck and blowing money and acting crazy. And it's crazy that it took that pandemic for that to happen and to get, you know, thankfully those other, you know, stimulus checks and a little bit of tax money and last paychecks to where I was able to save, you know, and have more money saved now than I had when I was working. So, you know, it's all about taking an opportunity and creating another opportunity, you know? So I'm definitely with you, man. Definitely. So we're going to have some people call into the show here, you know, here shortly. So we're looking forward to getting things started. Man, I guess I can go ahead and play some music for the people, you know? I should play some Big Sin for your birthday. You know, I got a couple tracks up here, you know? I like this shit right here. This was dope. Let me go ahead and play this. We'll be back in just a moment, y'all. NC Hip Hop Show. You know?
Yeah. Let's get free. Take these masks off. Grind till you're famous. Let's get free and take these masks off. Let's get free and take these masks off. Let's get free and take these masks off. And when Corona leave, we can take these masks off. Let's get free and take these masks off. Let's get free and take these masks off. Let's get free and take these masks off. And when Corona leave, we can take these masks off. Wear designer clothes, covering our faces. We support brands, all of them is racist. They don't know their history, but most of them is naked. They tell us that we second class, all we do is take it. Every day the devil giving us a backhand. We tuned it out, quick to kill a black man. Facts.
just buffoonery and jest. The killing's out of control, the community's a mess. Found self-love and made a transition. Ducking bad vibes and cage my ambition. Nash tunnel vision on some spiritual shit. Killing this trap beat with some lyrical spit. I shed light like Edison. Independent mind, I ain't waiting on no president. The country is discombobulated. Trump throwing fits and Biden getting inaugurated. Kings and queens, no presidents. No cops terrorizing our residents. Got knowledge of self is so evident. We original, man, they hid the evidence. Now everybody got their cake up. No wigs and weaves and no makeup. They used to burn and lynch, even rape us. We was built to last, they can't break us. Let's get free and take these masks off. Let's get free and take these masks off. Let's get free and take these masks off. And when Corona end, we can take these masks off. Let's get free and take these masks off. Let's get free and take these masks off. Let's get free and take these masks off. And when Corona end, we can take these masks off.
I know that's right.
Hey.
Real shit. Well, it looks like that we do have a caller here, so this might be our first guest that was supposed to call in. So let me just go ahead and hit these lines because we got a couple people calling in today. Hey, caller, you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. How's it going?
Hey, doing pretty good. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. Fashionably late, of course. You know, when you have children, the unexpected can happen at any moment. So thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. It's all good, man. It's definitely a blessing, you know, to have your kids anyway. And we just appreciate you, you know, taking some time to call into the show. And so, I'll let Sin do the introduction and we can go ahead and get it popping.
Sounds
good. What's going on, bro?
What's going on, sir? Man.
Yeah, man.
Listening to your music just then, man. You know, it sounds like somebody's favorite rapper, you know?
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man.
The EP coming, man. I'm excited about this one.
I can get the essence of it, man. Sounds good.
But you know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about, you know, financial literacy, man. Like, you know, get your perspective on that. You know, let you have the floor, man. Let you do your thing, man.
Sounds good, man. I'm glad that you guys are using this as a piece to get the word out to people, man, because a lot of times the word of financial literacy doesn't come around until later in life. A lot of people don't understand what financial literacy is until it's almost too late. You get what I'm saying? And so most of the time when some people come around to understand it fluently, they're saving for retirement instead of living their best life in their 30s, you know, their later 20s. And so one of the things that, you know, I really want to sound the alarm on is for those people that's, you know, 18, you know, even younger than that, but, you know, in their teens and in their 20s, you know, your best life don't have to consist of just going and partying and things of that nature. You must know that the money that you're making is important, first and foremost, and it can lay the foundation, which will be important as you build your financial institution. I would like to say institution because the fluidity of wealth needs to become something, right? It needs to become something that you build. And once you build it, the people that are around you, the family members, people that's connected to your lineage, they can be sheltered by what you've created. So knowing that, that's just the foundation of financial literacy and freedom. I would take it even with these stimulus checks that we're receiving now that if you don't know what to do with your money as of yet, don't spend it. Just hold on to it because it's. You get what I'm saying, guys? a lot of people want to have that freedom and didn't have an opportunity until now. I would like to say one other thing. Once you receive these finances, do some research and do some reading. If you don't like to read, because there are some people that don't like to read, or you can't read, there's always people that's in the field that knows about finances, and they will give you a free consultation. People like Charles and Schwab, you know, where they invest into your future, even your present. They know all about financial literacy. Of course, they're going to charge a portion of it, but your money will be going to something that will help you eventually and down the line. One of the things I wanted to also talk about today. Oh, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I won't cut you off. I was just agreeing.
Yes, sir. So one of the other things that I really wanted to bring up today, especially financial literacy, is purchasing and buying homes and real estate. How many people know that in real estate, it costs roughly a 2,000 square foot home, you know, your typical 3-2 with a bonus room, a single car, double car garage, averages between $50,000 and $75,000 to build, right? And now here in North Carolina, that type of house on the market is going for $270,000 to $350,000. So that is what almost a 200% markup at least. And then by the time you finance it with the bank, and it quadruples in their value. So that's why it's so important to save early, because you can get ahead of the curve. You can go ahead and put appropriations aside so that you don't get taxated because you didn't plan ahead.
Hello?
Some people also, yes, sir, I'm here.
All right.
Yes, sir. And some people also want to invest into stocks and bonds and CDs, things that mature over time. That is also another avenue of wealth, financial freedom that you can find yourself getting into. But, you know, you got to know the risk as well, because a lot of these things, they play on the market and how well the market does, whether it increases or declines. Most people take a safe bet and they try to go with something they know. A lot of people want to get into real estate, but you got to understand the you got to understand how real estate works. You know, the people who make the real money in real estate are the people, the buyers and the sellers, as well as the people that repair them. I've learned that in the society that we live in, that a lot of our youth don't get into the trade business. And just like Big Sin knows that I am in the business of trade, not just stocks and bonds, but more so of electrical, plumbing, and things of that nature. Right now we are in a shortage. We're in a deficit of young people wanting to get into that area. So, of course, it drives my demand up, which I, you know, I don't really have a problem with it, but the younger generation that can capitalize and make a six-figure salary. A lot of people don't know that you can make a six-figure salary in a trade. Six figures.
Mm-mm.
You know, you don't have to be a rapper, you know, because not everybody can rap like my boy Big Sin. You know, you got to know your gift. You know, everybody, you know, you got to know your gift and get into the vein of what you do well.
Yeah, and it's like a lot of the youth don't realize, like, you know, they should, like, try to get into something, man, where they can use their hands, something they can do all the time, man. You know,
absolutely.
Like, especially, like, during the pandemic, man, just, you know, being able to, like you said, electrician, plumber, welding, stuff like that. Like, you know, that's something that you can always do. Like, you know, you don't have to necessarily be, like, working for somebody. You can just do it, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up as far as working for someone. There's a lot of people even that's probably listening to the broadcast now that, you know, may not have the best record there is. You know, things happen in your youth. Things happen in life, you know. Nobody is, you know, exempt from the issues of life, you know. But there are avenues where you can still generate wealth. You know, the trade is one of them. A lot of programs are out there to help, you know, people that have felonies or, you know, misdemeanors to have a trade. And they don't really know the resources. as far as who owns businesses and how they can use their talent that they learn. I want you to just continue to strive and continue to thrive, because there are people that's out there. You just got to continue to press. I say that because, you know, I have been in the business for a very long time, and there's some things that I started over a decade ago that didn't bring the, it didn't yield the profit that I desired for it to yield, but I knew that if I kept, you know, kept the faith for one and continue to push, that it will come to fruition, you know? And then once you start making money, you know, the steady way, it don't always have to be the fast way either. My money, it was slow, but it was steady. And when you begin to make that money, you have to place it towards investments. And some of us, exactly. Some of us, we may be like, you know what? I don't know anything about stocks and bonds. I don't know about real estate. I don't know about this and I don't know about that. The investments I'm talking about, it can be on a small level. You know, my business started with one rake. I took a rake and I did yard work. And I took that yard work, and after I made money from doing one yard, I bought two rakes. Then I went and did more yards, and then I hired someone to help me with the rakes that I purchased. And then eventually, if you continue to buy the things you need, you're going to get to a place where you have all the resources you need to build financial freedom. Because at some point, you don't have to spend any more money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to spend money on tools. Yeah. And so you got to put the time in, but it can be lucrative if you buy back your time. See, a lot of people want to get their time back, but you buy back your time by what? Investing into yourself. That's how you get your time back.
And investing in yourself, that's the best investment you can make, man, like, you know, down the road. You know, but
absolutely.
A lot of people they scared to take that way, man, because everybody want it now, you know? But it's best to build to that point. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it might be a little rocky, but when you get to the end of the road, you're gonna be like, okay, you're gonna be looking back, you know what I'm saying? And you'll be happy you did it.
That's my story, man. You know, I would say, you know, I like to give people cliches every now and then. They say slow and steady wins the race, right? And looking back at some of my high school pictures today, I looked at 20 years went by so fast. And a lot of times we so focused now that we don't realize that now is really later, because it comes so fast. And I'm glad,
It's like, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, while, like, you know, just like with my birthday weekend, man, like, you know, I could have partied, man, and you know what I'm saying, and, you know, and just spent money and did all this stuff. But instead of that, I said, you know what, I'm going to finish this EP. I'm going to get this video shot. You know, I'm going to take some pictures. I'm going to do something that's going to maybe bring me some income, you know, like later, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to invest in this, you know, and put it out, you know, and you know what I'm saying? Something like that. Instead of just doing the normal, typical stuff, I decided to, you know, like just invest in myself, like, you know, for my birthday weekend. And I think it's going to pay off, man, you know.
For sure. It has to yield, because who believes in you more than yourself, right? You know, you know, you believe in yourself, and you know, it's a sad frog that don't praise his own pond. So, you know, while you're invested, you have the job of just continue to lift yourself up to invest in yourself, which is only the first block. And I'm glad you said what you said, Sam, because it's like there's a next level to that as well, because you said, you know, for your birthday, you kind of, you know, did your own thing and you invested in yourself. The next level to that is investing into people.
Yeah.
See, there's different investments. Yeah. So when So once you get this thing, your finances free, and you have a fluidity to it, and you got these streams building you up, the next thing you do is you invest into people, because now you got a stream of income. Because most people don't want to, they don't really care what you know unless they know how much you care, and you show them how you care by what you do for them, right?
True.
You know, when you get money, so you got your money up. Now what you could do is invest into people, which then, instead of, like, you know, of course this is COVID, but after COVID is done and stuff like that, then you now have people celebrating you. And guess what? You're still not spending your money. Your money still is flowing, you know, but now people are celebrating you because you invested in them.
Yeah. Big facts, man. It's like, you know, like, I just look back, like, all the time, like, when I invested in videos and, you know what I'm saying, just different things. And it's like when you invest in stuff, you know what I mean? When you invest in yourself and put in the work, then opportunities present itself too. Like, you get more opportunities when you invest in yourself, as opposed to, you know, like you depending on somebody else, you know what I'm saying, to invest in you, you know? Because it's like, When you waiting on somebody else to invest in you, sometimes it's like you standing in one spot, you ain't moving. You know what I'm saying? When you investing in yourself, you moving. You might move slow, but you're still moving. You know, and as you keep moving, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, somebody will throw you an opportunity. That opportunity might get you further up the road, you know, to your goal. So, like, you know, like investing in yourself, it could be like frustrating at times, but you just got to keep going. Just got to keep working, keep pushing. You know, it'll pay off in the end.
Absolutely. And I believe the biggest frustration with investing in yourself, and especially being a pioneer, because if you're not on board with certain people don't make you privy to some of the things that you need to know to be lucrative, you know, and and people try to shun you because it's like, you know, you want to do your own thing, and I understand that. That's why, you know, investing in yourself is more than, you know, buying a hammer and buying a tool bag and buying a truck. It's more so also going to conferences and also building character, building integrity. I was talking to one of my employees on today, you know, I was letting him know that I've had the business that I've had for over a decade, but it didn't become lucrative until I start investing these other things in myself, not just money, but also being a person of character, being a man of your word when you say you're going to do what you got to do when you're supposed to do it. Also, you know, just all these things. And these things, you hold yourself to those things because it will yield, because you're investing into your character. And people, they love people that have integrity and have character and do the right thing for the right reason. And to be honest with you, this world is very short of those people as well. So it's not really hard to become financial free, especially in a society like the USA and America. You know, you got people that are motivational speakers that make six figures. That goes to show you the lack of what it takes to have these things in your character.
Yep. It's like a lot of people, they plugged into one outlet, man. You know, like they don't really like step outside the box, you know what I'm saying? And you know, and see like different opportunities and different avenues that they can take. You know what I'm saying? Now it's like everything is just, you know, be a rapper, you know what I'm saying? Or a dope boy, you know what I mean? Or something like that. Like, that's what, like, a lot of the youth is, like, fixated about, like, you know. But, I mean, it's so many different things you can do, man, like, to, you know, to make money, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe, like, you know, a lot of people are making money at a young age, sports, entertainment, movies, things of that nature, and that voice, that sound, that vision is larger. It's the big screen, of course. And I think that if you continue to stay in the plow, a person like yourself, independent label, and people like myself that, you know, have my own business, that there will be the ones that need to see our lifestyle and continue on the work, pass the torch to them. Because if each one teach one, we'll be able to build businesses and also a systematic approach where we can have a sense of togetherness, that we can have this fluidity, not just in our culture, but in our communities, you know. And that's really where we want to go, because, you know, we don't want to just keep it in the culture, because I think that it's more community than anything, because I believe that the man next door is dealing with the same thing I'm dealing with, regardless of what culture he's from. And if we continue to do that, we'll have a sense of freedom that will go across the board. But we have to just be that example.
Yep. Facts, man.
Yes, sir. So money, the dollar bill, ain't just a dollar bill. It's called currency because it's supposed to flow. And if it's not flowing in the right direction and you don't yield a return, that means you're not sowing into the best ground that you could. I tell people all the time, you know, even church members, people that's in church, I let them know. You know, God has a systematic approach with things. He plants a seed in the ground, and guess what? It yields a harvest. And so if your seed or whatever you have that you put into something and it don't grow and become something, it's not God. you know, God desires for us to be fruitful and multiply. And if your finances is not multiplying and it's always subtracting, that's not his intent for your life. And you have to understand that there are systematic approaches that come in to destroy, to kill your wealth as well. And if you look at it in that manner, instead of frivolous spending and not being frugal, but looking at it at the fact that it's coming to destroy, this is a systematic approach that comes to destroy my financial freedom, you'll change your mind with things that you do.
Big facts. Yeah, and for everybody, all the listeners, this is Dawood Montague on the way. I can't talk. Dawood Montague, you know what I'm saying, pastor, business owner, you know what I'm saying, that's dropping these gems, man. You know what I'm saying? Follow him on IG. Where can they follow you on IG?
So I'm Monty Montague on Instagram. You can follow me there. Facebook, the same thing. Well, I'm actually Dawood Montague on Facebook. On Snapchat, I'm Fango, FAN_GO. And anytime you got any questions about business, any sort of financial questions, you know, I'll help you out. You know, I got everything, all these gems and everything I got was in the rough. I was not handed anything free. I had to work for it. Even if some of the stuff that I acquired through millionaires, multimillionaires throughout time, I was providing a service. I was providing time. And so I might not got what I deserved at that moment financially, but there's some things that can be sown into you that is priceless. And some of those things have just catapulted the way I see business. You know, like the good book always says too, so a man thinks it, and so is he. So with that being said, a lot of stuff have been implanted in your mind to be systematically crippled so you cannot become some of these things that I'm talking about. So it's really psychological, and it's not really you. Like, oh, I just can't make decisions to become better. It's really psychological. And we can get into this another time, how colors and schemes and things cause you to desire things that you really necessarily don't want. It causes you to overindulge, but it's psychology as well. So just, you know, start something simple and stick to it. One thing I told my brother is that I'm getting to a place now where a lot of places that got red and yellow, I'm refraining from those places, because what it's teaching me is to stop, slow down, and look and see what they have. And it's causing me to draw to the product that they have. And if I have any relationship with that business or with, you know, whatever they have, I will desire what they have. And most of the places we see, especially fast food, and I don't know where I'm going here, but I'm not going to go too far into it. You know, it feeds our craving and really causes us to spend more money than we need to. And it also goes against our health. So if you want to be financially free, start tallying up how much you spend on fast food. You'll be amazed.
That's a fact.
let's start there, you know. That would be just one approach. And then appropriate that money in a place that you would have never had it anyway. So you can even throw it in stocks and bonds, you know. because you wouldn't have had it anyway. Just throw it in there and see what happens. That's what I did with Tesla. I went on and I had some, I was like, you know what? Instead of doing this, I'm going to do this. And I threw it in Tesla. It went up. It went up five times than it was the time that I bought it. So, you know, it's just small things you could do. Be financially free. Like I said, follow me on social media. Continue to, you know, join us here on the radio because I love these segments that I have with you guys.
Yeah, man, like,
appreciate
I think
that.
we might have to start getting you on, like, every show or something, creating something, like, you know, because, like, you know, these are some good conversations, man.
Sir. Yes, sir. Well,
definitely.
I'm down, man, because I feel like showing into people. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
And I do have a question, though, before you go, as far as, like, you know, for those that don't know, the stocks and investments and real estate, do you need a lot of money to get started doing something like that? Or how would someone go about, you know, investing into those type of things?
Absolutely not. Being, you know, it being 2021, there's so many avenues to make money. A lot of places have cut out the middleman approach, and now we can go straight to the source with apps like Robinhood, for a lot of people that like to, you know, send money back and forth on Cash App. Honestly, you can go on Cash App and you can buy fractions of stocks. So just say that a stock like Bitcoin is $59,000, as I saw them today. You can go in there and buy a dollar worth. And so as it trends into the percentage, your dollar can turn to 110, you know. So you're still making money on your level. I kind of wish that I bought this stocks of Bitcoin when they were yelling it to me for $13 a share, you know, over a decade ago, but I didn't. So I jumped in at $30,000, and so and I bought a fraction, you know, because nobody had $30,000 to just throw towards a share of stock. But you could start on Cash App, Robinhood. They got a few others that you can get on with a fraction of the cost. And a little money, like the $1,400 stimulus money you got, you could take $100, put it towards something. I will say this about stocks. There's this thing called trends with stocks. And if you see a stock and it dips three times down, and I'm not saying I'm not giving any, you know, what you should do in a stock situation, but like I was taught that most of the time you have a three dip in a stock, and normally, it doesn't go below that before it starts trending up. So, if you get into the stock, know that it's a long term investment. You know, if you desire to get into stocks, so I have a lot of stuff that I have that I just put there. I didn't put much money into stocks, but I put it there because in the span of what 10 or 20 years, if I leave it there, that could be a retirement. It could be a part of retirement. It could pay for a car, or, you know, it could pay for, you know, my medical bills when I get older or something. You know, we're looking at 15 to 20 years, but at the same time, having an extra $20,000 because you left it in there for 20 years is lucrative. You just got to know that slow money is good money as well.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
That road pay off, man. I'm telling you, like, some just don't get it, man.
Right. Yeah. Slow and steady wins the race.
Every time.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, we do appreciate you, you know, for taking some time to call in and, you know, drop some gems. And, you know, we definitely going to have you back, you know, on the show again. Anything you want to say before we let you get out of here?
Yeah, when you blow up, don't forget about me.
Oh, never.
We got you, man. We need that positive energy in that prayer and to help us, you know, spread, like you say, you know, once you invest in yourself, then you can invest in other people, you know. So we with you, man.
Yeah, you family of the show, man.
Exactly.
That's
indeed.
He's stuck with us now, man. He's stuck with us.
Hey, it's good company to be stuck with.
Yeah.
I know
Big
Sid
got my back. So if I'm stuck with him, he got my back. So I ain't worried.
Yeah, man, you already
know. That's right.
Yeah.
All right, man. All right, well, you have a good day, and thanks again for calling in. And we got some other people calling into the show, too, so you're more than welcome to, you know, listen. You don't have to hang up. You know, just hang on tight and enjoy the rest of the show, bro.
Will do. Thank you.
Indeed.
Yo, what's up? I want to take some time to send a special shout out to our sponsor, Walk Excellent. Walk Excellent is a new and upcoming business. If you don't know, they make 100% pure and natural body butters, fragrance oils, face and skin products, and more. Make sure that you check them out at www.walkexcellent.com. You can also follow them on Instagram and Twitter at Walk Excellent.
Yes, yes, man. Good show so far. And I see that our next caller is holding on here. I'm going to go ahead and bring him on the line. Let's just keep things going. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yo.
Peace.
Mr. Heavy Hand. What's good, bro?
Chilling, sitting in the whip in the rain. Wild and NC right now.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you for calling into the show.
Oh, of course. Of course. Anytime. What's good, Brother Sam? How you feeling, man?
I'm good, man. How you?
I'm good. God bless. For sure.
I can see you, man.
So where do I start? There's no doubt.
Man, you can start right now.
Yeah.
First and foremost,
for those that
don't
know, let me just introduce you real quick, bro. This is Heavy Hand. You know, he's a regular part of the show pretty much. He's family, you know, and what he's going to do today is he's going to tell us about credit. And so I'm going to just go ahead and hand over the mic to you. Do your thing.
Thank you. As a disclaimer, I am not an expert. I'm just giving you things that I came across during my journey, and hopefully this information can help out people that's trying to figure it out or at least repair their credit or find out where they stand. And the one thing that needs to be said and understood is credit is king, cash is queen. There's certain things, certain rules that credit is going to get you into that even if you had $100,000 in cash would not. So that needs to be understood. The first piece of advice I would give anyone, because it was given to me verbatim, would be check where you are with your credit score. Find out where you are, because I talk to people all the time, and me, I had the same frame of mind where people be like, oh, my credit is too destroyed to even think about it. I don't even mind. I just pay for everything in cash. And I was that same exact person. I was like, why am I going to go through credit when I have the money? I can pay it in cash and don't have to worry about it. I didn't know that 20 years down the line that can affect the way I buy a vehicle or the way I buy a home. You understand what I'm saying? So there's certain rules that credit is going to get you into. So once you find out what your credit score is, then you have to absorb it. So if you every year you're allowed to go, I forgot the site, and when I get the site, hopefully we can post it up, where you can go download your credit report every year for free, and they'll give you all your credit, everything that's on your credit, whether you have derogatory statement, late payments, on time payment, whatever's happening on your credit report, and things that belong on there and things that don't belong on there. Things that don't belong there, you go ahead and dispute them out. Things that belong on there, now that's a whole different story, because now if you have a debt that's a legitimate debt, now you have to create a plan to pay down that debt. But before you do that, you have to look at your reports. So a good place to keep up with at least two other credit bureaus would be Credit Karma and Credit Sesame. I use Credit Karma because it's faster and it'll give you a ballpark figure. It's not necessarily accurate, but it'll give you a ballpark figure. It will tell you all your accounts. It will tell you what cards you are you are balancing, and what you actually have, if it reports to that. That's another different story, but it will also tell you if you have any liens or if you have any alimony, child support, back payments. It'll tell you all the information if it's affecting your credit. And once you understand where you stand, then you can see the date of the last time it was reported. I think me and you just conversed about that. Am I correct, Taz?
Yeah.
So the last, let's say, for instance, you have a medical bill that's $1,000 and from 2013. We're in 2021. Now, if you haven't paid anything on it, haven't claimed it, and if you look on the last time it reported, if the last time it reported was in 2013, you can actually write a letter to the credit bureau that's looking over that particular day and ask for it to be removed. You can dispute to have it removed because it's been past a 7-year time period, a 7 to 10 year time period. Now, if that very same debt from 2013 was just reported a month or two ago, you're still on the hook for it. What they also don't tell you is when you get a call from these creditors, and the creditors say, oh, you owe this amount of money, but they don't tell you that they sold whatever institution that had your debt, whatever company that you owe debt to. What they don't tell you is that they sell your debt for pennies on the dollar to these credit retrieval companies. And these credit retrieval companies call you to get the money out of you because, one, they gotta get back their investment and to make money. The hospital already or whatever company already written it off as a tax write-off. So they're going to get that money back. But they sold your debt off for pennies on the dollar to a credit retrieval company, so they come and collect it from you. Now, what we don't know is that you don't have to pay them. You could simply, listen, if they got your name, they got your address, I'd be like, I know you got my name, I know you got my address. Send me proof in writing that I owe you this debt, that me and you have done any commerce, I have ink on any documentation that you have saying that I owe this debt. You can also, in the same token, send a written letter to the credit bureau that the debt is under. So, for instance, say if your debt is under Equifax, right, and this credit is saying you owe $600 to them, you can write Equifax by hand. I'll tell you why I say handwritten in a minute. Write Equifax by hand saying that you want to dispute this particular item that's on your report, and send it to them in a certified letter and have them sign for it. Because, see, when you type it out or you email it, they have a scanner, and it goes through their algorithm, and they don't have to respond to you. But if you send a written letter, that means somebody has to open it, read it. If you have somebody sign for it, that means it has to be signed for. Somebody has to open the letter and read it and to get that stuff off your report. They will send a letter to that creditor saying that, listen, drop it. We don't have, they got 30 days to do this. Anybody following me so far?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
With you, man.
Yeah, we're with
okay,
you.
Okay, anybody got any questions?
No. It's like class, man. Class is session, bro.
Okay. So, all right,
yeah.
So I'm up to when the last time your debt was reported. Now, here's the thing. So say if you are on the hook for this, right? You are on the hook for the $600. They produced all the documentation. They got the signature. That just means the company that went after you is part of the company that you originally had the debt with, and they have an in-house credit retrieval department. And the in-house credit retrieval department gotten their documents from the original company and to provide to you, saying that, yes, we have your documentation, we have your signature, we represent this company, you are on the hook for this money. Okay, fine. So you got to pay back the money. Here's where the problem comes into point of that. So you'll pay this money, and then you'll pay it in full, to be exact, but it doesn't leave your credit report. It will show up as zero balance, but it will show that it reports. Now, this is something that's critical. Every time they report your debt, the cycle of 7 years, it starts over every time. So say, for instance, if somebody reported your debt, whether it's paid in full or whether it's still in balance, or March 16th, you just recycle the clock for another 7 years. Every time they report your debt, it recycles the clock, So even if you've been paying it for 7 years or paid it in full, the moment that they report it onto the report, it recycles the clock. So what you do is you call the company or you get in touch with the company in some sort of way, and you ask them, you negotiate what's called a pay-to-delete. You ask them for a pay-to-delete letter. Most companies, because they want their money back, they'll give it to you with no issue. Some of them will give you an issue, but it's very rare. I had two situations where they gave me, one gave me a pay-to-delete letter right away as I was paying down my debt, and another one gave it to me right away, right after I paid all the debts. They cleared everything off my report. So if you're going to pay it, if you're on the hook for it, and they keep on resetting your clock, ask them to pay to delete. Because once they pay to delete, they removing all that history off, and that gives you a little playing ground with your credit. And you might see a little bump in your Vantage scores. I'll get to Vantage score and FICO scores in a moment. Where are we at
and
now?
So basically, to go back.
Because I sound like a robot right now, so I need this back and forth. I apologize. Go ahead.
No, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I need to know, too, and for the people that's listening, you know, so to take it back a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. basically what you're saying, you know, all that makes sense because basically you get that paid to deletion letter. There's nothing to report because it's deleted. But
it's deleted.
You said something interesting that I want to catch, and you said that every time they report it to your credit, it resets back to 7 years again, right? So even
yes, ma'am.
if you pay it in full, and let's say they update your credit report and your credit report says a zero balance, it's still going to report it for 7 years because it's not deleted?
Yes, they have the report. Yeah, because they had no. They didn't yeah, because it's not deleted. Exactly. Because they reported that it was a zero balance.
So that's zero
the
balance.
The fact that it's still
yeah.
on your report, exactly. The fact that it's even on your report as a debt, whether it's paid in full or whether it's still holding a balance, it's on your report as a derogatory mark.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So in order for you to reap the benefits of your payment, you have to have it that removed off of it, period.
I feel you.
And then you might have about realistically anywhere from a 10-point to a 50-point bump in your particular credit Vantage score, depending on which that particular institution reports their credit to, whatever credit.
Okay.
Some report to all three. Some report to just two. The two popular ones are Equifax and TransUnion. Most of the companies use those. It's very rarely that I came across some that uses Experian. And usually Experian is the lowest credit score mark that you have because not a lot of companies uses it anymore, which I'm going to get to that in a minute, why it's important to get cards that report to all three credit bureaus. Because that's one of the reasons why. But all that will show up in your report that you can get yearly. I think it's freecreditreport.com. There you go. Freecreditreport.com. I knew I would remember. Okay, now, so I got into handwriting the disputes letters and getting certain, and have them signing it. Okay. Bill, there's a misnomer out there that people have where they think that, okay, you hire these credit clearance services like the credit repair service, and they repair your credit and they get these marks off and get all these debts removed and the, what else? Lord, I feel like I'm clocking out. Hold on 1 second. When you when they go into your account to see, or you go into your credit to see how your credit looks, there's a certain term. I'm brain farting right now, but I'm gonna get to it. What you do is they say, oh, okay, me taking this bad debt off your credit report and me disputing these claims is going to fix your credit. That's an absolute misnomer. That's absolute. you can go ahead and do a lot of that stuff yourself, you know, instead of paying $600 to $900 to have people do things that you do yourself. You just have to have a little bit of patience, right? A lot of this stuff is out there to research, and so you have to just be mindful and be ready to absorb information and sit down and do it. If you do it, you could knock this out in a good 6 months' time as far as gathering, understanding, and approach. But also, what you could do, too, you could also build your credit as you're repairing your credit. They don't tell you this. You know what I mean? The people that's getting that $600 to $900 out of you, saying that they're going to repair your credit and build your credit up, they're not telling you that, yeah, you can build your credit on the side as you're repairing whatever derogatory marks, your liens, or whatever the case may be. They don't tell you that. So getting into that, you can build as you are destroying your debt. So the one thing that's critical is how do you do that? Because most people say, well, I can't do that because if I do that, they're going to check my credit. And every time they check my credit, it hurts my credit. There are ways to do that. And one of them for sure is called Open Sky. Open Sky is a credit card that don't check your credit. So they don't check your credit. What they do is you put down $200 to get a secure credit card, right? And they report to all three credit bureaus. As they report to all three credit bureaus, you're picking up, and this is the critical part. Don't go over 10%, or if you have to, don't go over 30. But 10% is pretty much the optimal range, technically 9%. You really don't want to go over 9% because to be in the range of good credit utilization is from 0% to 9%. Fair or pretty good is, pretty good, yeah. It's from 10% to 29%. You really don't want to go over 30% because that's when you start getting into the danger zones. You know what I mean? And your credit accruments won't be as abundant. So you'll get points up in your credit, but it'll happen very slowly. But if you stay within a 0% and 9% range and you're paying at the due date, and by the time your statement date is reporting zero balances, you'll have between 2 years' time, you'll see differences in your FICO score. It'll start to grow from that point. So we got Open Sky. Only thing about Open Sky I personally don't like, which I still have my Open Sky card, and I'll tell you why in a moment, is that every year is a $39 renewal fee, like a yearly annual fee. It's $39. I personally don't like it, but I have so much credit history with them. If I drop the card, it hurts my credit history. You know, like, so I'll get to that somewhere along the lines. And I don't want to necessarily do it because it is good for, like, little auxiliary payments. You know, like, I might buy a song or two that, you know, with it. You know, nothing crazy, but I'm not trying to. It's only $200, $300 on it. I'm not trying to really utilize it. I just use it enough where it's reporting a positive utilization to the credit bureaus, for all three credit bureaus. Now, I don't know if a lot of people know about this next thing I'm about to mention, but the next thing that I use, and I use religiously, I'm on my third cycle now with them, is called SelfLender. I think now it's called Self. And there's an app. You can go online. But SelfLender is actually brilliant. So what it is a CD account. But instead of you putting all the money in at once, you put the money in every month. So say, for instance, for 12 months, you're paying $49 a month, right? And what they do is they'll take the money, they hold it for you, and they report to all three credit bureaus that you're paying this money on time, right? Every month, you're paying this on time every month. And at the end of the year, when you're done accruing your payments that you paid, they send you a check for what you saved. At the same, so you're putting money into a sort of a savings account, right? But in the same token, you're reporting to all three credit bureaus. So you're building credit while you're saving money at the same time. They also don't track your credit. So those are two things that you could do, especially self-lenders. Self-lenders is helpful. If you want to have three lines of credit, which is optimal when you're trying to rebuild credit, because there's some people out there that don't, like myself, I didn't have any credit at all, really. I only had like a few credit, like medical bills that I probably neglected to pay that I had to deal with. But as far as like credit card utilization, I had zero. So I started out at maybe 505, 515. And one thing that a person had told me and gave me the jewels is you want to have three lines of credit. So my three lines of credit was the Open Sky, the self-lender, and at the time I was paying for some furniture at a time, at Furniture Fair, I believe. And I didn't know that they report to the credit bureau. Somebody's like, well, you need to ask them, you know, do they report? Because they're supposed to report to the credit bureaus of your payments. You've been paying on time, so ask them. So I had asked the person that was handling my particular account. And she was like, oh, yeah, we do report to TransUnion and Equifax. I just forgot to send the information. So I've been paying for almost 2 years, and she never sent the information. The moment that she sent the information, I swear to you, Tazinson, my credit went up to like 620 in like 2 months. Because she, all that information from 2 years, she didn't even report. So they just got a whole influx of 2 years of positive payments, on-time payments.
Right.
And my stuff went from like 505 to like 620 in like 2-3 months. It was crazy. So if you have something like that, then cool. But if not, I would definitely suggest the Open Sky. I would definitely suggest, and that's barring the fact that you're going to have to pay an annual fee. But I'll tell you how to get around that in a moment. Open Sky, self-lender, and if you don't have a third like a third institution or a third line of credit, I would personally go with the Discover It secure credit card, and I'll tell you why. Because, see, what Discover It does, it matches you dollar for dollar cash back for a whole entire year. And with 8 on-time payments, they take you from secure to unsecure, and they raise up your credit limit with 8 on-time payments. So not only are you going to trade, and with zero annual fee, by the way. So not only are you going to go from a secured situation where you probably have to add $200 to get the secured credit card, not only are you going to go from there to a secured credit card and whatever purchases you make with it, if you have on-time payments, they matching you dollar for dollar for a whole entire year. But they'll give you your money back that you had invested to get the card. So you gave up $50 to $200 to get the card. 8 on-time payments, once they make you make your transition, they'll give you your money back.
And what card is this again?
That's the Discover It. Because once you get into a point
that.
Where you were, once you get into like 650, 680 range, once you start playing in that range, you'll qualify for more credit cards better. And the moment that you qualify for another credit card, which I wish I would have thought about that then I would sever my ties with Sky. Because then in that time period, it won't hurt you because you're still within the infancy period of your credit building. So the fact that you'll lose Open Sky won't drastically hurt your credit. Your credit scores overall. So it'll give you enough time to shed them off and get another card to replace it to have a higher limit, right? And that reports. And me, what I do is what people, they see, when you don't know, when schools aren't teaching you, our parents aren't giving you the information, or we don't seek it for ourselves, we don't know. What I do is I pay my bills, the mortgage, my anything that I need to do for my cars, anything. I pay most of my stuff with my credit card. Unless there's a situation where I can't use my credit card and I have to use my debit, then that's, you know, obviously a difference. But most of the things I do, I use my credit card for, to build my credit. And not only am I building my credit, but I'm building my cash back. I'm building my reward points, my hotel points, my travel points. These are the perks that come with that. You're not going to get that with debit. You could be paying something with your debit card every day. When the last time you used your debit card and they gave you 3% cash back? I will wait. I just had a situation. I just got my windows tinted, and I use my reward points. I turn my reward points in for cash to pay for that. So I didn't even have to come out of my pocket. So, I asked somebody, I was like, because somebody was like, why are you always using your credit? Because we have a poor sense of credit, because the moment that we hear credit, we hear debt. You know what I'm saying? Because we always associate credit with debt. You know, and most of the time, because we're told that we don't have the capital to access credit. And that's wrong. That's not true. Now, you do have to have discipline. You have to be disciplined. You know, you can't have a car and then go buck wild, you know, at Macy's, you know, and think that, you know, this is not free money. It's a loan like everything else. You know, so what I do, like I said, I use it to pay my credit, to pay, like, my bills, all the stuff, my groceries and everything. But I keep it as if I was budgeting my own money. Because when it's time for me to pay, when the due date comes and it's time for me to pay it in full or to pay my cards in full, I pay them down to a zero balance and before your due date. Your due date and your statement dates are the most important dates you need when it comes to dealing with credit cards. Because your due date is when your balance is due, when you need to make a payment, and whether it's your minimum payment or to pay your statement in full. And what people make the mistake here is that they'll say, well, you know what, it's $200 on a credit card. You know, if I pay my balance, they're going to report it as a on-time payment. I pay the rest later. What they do is they'll pay the minimum $25, $40, whatever the minimum is, and they leave that balance. And when the statement date comes, the statement date is usually anywhere from 5 to 7 days from the due date. And when the statement date comes, they're reporting that balance. So if you only paid $25 to $40 for the statement, and your credit limit is $200, then guess what? That means you used, you used $100 out of it. You used half of it. You used half. So it's going to report 50% utilization. That's going to plummet your score. That's going to plummet your score. You can lose 60, 70 points easy just from that. And that's just with one card. So you have to have discipline. If you pay your bills on time, that's your bill. So instead of sitting there and having to go through all these bills, if you go ahead and pay your bills with the cards, and then when your due dates come, just pay your card. You just pay as if you was using your debit. But you have access to that money again. You understand what I'm saying? For instance, if you pay something with your debit card, that money's gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
That money's gone.
Yeah.
It's not going to pop up 7 days from now, right? Okay. If you paid your credit card bill, they give you access to that capital again in case you might need it. All they want for you is just to pay that, and if you can pay it on time, pay it on time. The one thing you don't want to do is pay interest. because that's when you start losing money, and that's counterproductive. So okay, we already using credit card bills. Okay, we're here. So now we get into the important part of this whole thing, and that's the credit percentages, the FICO score percentages, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anybody got anything? I feel like a robot here. I'm not used to this. So anybody have any questions?
But before you actually get into that, what I'm going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to let Diana Lawrence come in. She's been holding for a minute, and I'm going to let her talk about her business, and then we'll close it up, you know, with you going in with the FICA and stuff. Does that sound good, bro?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, for sure.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and bring her on the line here. All right, Diana, you there?
I am here.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Yeah, I can hear you.
Man, I've been blessed to call in. All this information that you guys have brought, you know, for the people to listen to is awesome. I mean, I learned a thing, and that credit thing is on, ain't it?
All right. Like, we can talk about that for, like,
that knowledge. Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of knowledge that people need, and for you and Big Sin to put something like this together to share with people, you know, like news you can use. This is news you can use, and people just got to take note, because everything that
that's
I've heard today was on point. Everything that I've heard is something that everybody needs to know. Not only do they need to know it, but they need to use it. So I'm like, okay, let him keep talking. I can, you know, I can do this some other time, because these nuggets were real, you know. And you know,
he's not finished.
I know. It helps keep money in your pocket. I mean, it's the things he was saying. I mean, everything that I've heard today has been just fabulous, you know. And hopefully the people that are listening were really taking notes. Because, you know, a lot of times when you try to share things with people, they don't focus on it. They want to grab the little bits that may relate to them. But everything relates to everybody. And, the more you know, that and utilize it in your everyday life and share it with people. And if everything that we have heard today was shared with the next person and the next person and the next person, that's growth. So I can say thank you, congratulations, do it again, you know, all of that.
I know that's
so
right.
This is on. I know. You know, they've got kind of, you know, some of the stuff that I'm going to share has been covered, and that's really about cryptocurrency. You know, and with cryptocurrency, I've seen a lot of people that have really became rich, not just wealthy, I mean, just filthy rich, you know, stocks, bonds, you know, all those kind of things. And it's an up and down situation in those, and you have to know, you know, how to say, what's the country thing? Know when to hold them and know when to fold them. You know, it's that kind of thing where you just got to know, you know, what to do. And, of course, that takes education. And so the company that I'm with now, they actually just launched just a couple weeks ago, a few weeks ago at the most, and that's what they do, you know, is to educate, enhance, and enrich the worldwide community, because cryptocurrency is worldwide. It's just not something that's happening here in the U.S. So that opens it up for a lot of people to, you know, understand it, use it. And the people who are entrepreneurial will know how to, you know, turn that into income. One of the things that we need to know, there's a lot of things actually that we need to know, but what I would say about that is we have to step outside, you know, the box, you know, and being an entrepreneur is the best thing that anybody can do. I mean, even if you're doing your 9-to-5, you know, do something on the side. Do something else that's going to bring you money, because that thing on the side could make your job be that thing on the side or make your job go away. And so I know the guy earlier, a pastor, I think, was, you know, talking about, you know, learning a skill. Well, right in these times, and, you know, we need to know a skill other than our job, a skill that we're, even if we don't have a job, we have something else that can support our families. And so, like I said, I'm more excited about what I heard than really what I have to say, but everything that's been shared today and things that I will share with you today is important. And so for you, Taz and Big Sin, to put this kind of venue together to share information that people need, I'm still excited about that. But I will move on. So
that's exciting.
The company that I'm with, yeah, exactly. The company that I'm with right now is called Bitlocity. And it's it's coin crowdfunding. Now, we're all familiar with, you know, different crowdfunding things where a person puts up a post on Facebook saying, oh, this happened or that happened, and unfortunately they put them up. We need to bury our uncle or whatever, and will you help us? You know, and they get a lot of money for that, you know, for different things. Well, with Bitlocity, not only is it a crowdfunding where a group of us, and it could be hundreds of thousands of us, get together and we help each other. Now, not only do we help each other, but anything that we share with anyone who is an entrepreneur or who can see the vision, it helps. So education that we provide, you know, and sharing it, you know, worldwide, it's a huge opportunity for especially entrepreneurs. Everybody is not an entrepreneur. Everybody's not born to be an entrepreneur, but it's definitely an option for anyone, you know, that's interested in boosting their income. And like I said, it's one of the things that I know about cryptocurrency is that a lot of people don't know about it. You know, I didn't know about it. But I do know now that, you know, with the stocks, it never interested me. When I was introduced to Bitcoin years ago, you know, I'm one of those persons that, man, if I had known then what I know now, or shared information, you know, some people see it, some people don't, and some people act on it, some people don't. But then when I look back, you know, specifically at Bitcoin, and like I said, there's a lot of coins, there's a lot of, you know, cryptocurrency that is available. But in 2010, when Bitcoin first came on the scene, it was 0.003, which was a third of a penny. Now, if it had $500 during that time and put that in Bitcoin and just let it be there a year, you'd have $3.1 billion because Bitcoin went from a third of a penny, then it went to, in 2011, it went to $4.70. 2014, it went to $404 per coin. Come to 2019, $1,063 per coin, one coin. So just think about it. If you had bought, you know, $500 worth of Bitcoin in 2020, I mean, you'd be a millionaire now. And now, as the guy had said earlier, it's $59,000 per coin. And it had gotten up a day or two ago to $61,000 per coin. And as he said, just get a fraction of it and just keep getting another fraction of it and keep getting another fraction on it. The thing about it is when we get stuff and get into opportunities like that, we have to hold on to it because I can say for me, and I'm better now, if I had gotten Bitcoin in 2010 at a third of a penny and it got to $3,000, I would have sold it. And so a lot of the times it's just that next step that we just need to hold on a little bit longer because our blessing It's just over the hill. Our blessing is just one step away. And so even now at this higher price for Bitcoin, Bitcoin is anticipated by the end of this year, December 2021, to be $100,000 per coin. So even with a fracture of it, and I'm using his words, even with a fracture of a piece of a Bitcoin, even bought now at the $59,000, and sometimes it may even go to $50,000, even now, getting it now by the end of the year, you can have a whole lot of fractures of Bitcoin money.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just amazing how the things that are out there that we're all so skeptical of, and, you know, I raised my hand. I'm a skeptic, but I've known in the years that have passed and in the training that I've gotten and in listening to people who step outside the box and, you know, be the one that people are pointing at that, you know, you're not, what are you doing? You know, that are skeptical about what you're doing and want to, you know, talk about what you're doing. And then of course, once you get the money, everybody wants to flock to you, but you know, everything is not for everybody. Everybody's not going to put in the work to do the things that other people have done to, you know, get that success. So, you know, just to share this little piece with people, I say listen. Listen to what people have to say. You know, don't turn your ears off because they're not saying something that you want to hear, but they're really saying something that you really need to hear. And this kind of venue that you guys have put here together today is something that people need to hear because it's about growth. And if you don't know it, you can't grow with it. And I'm stuck on this credit part. I'm like, the things that he said, I know because I've educated myself on them, but there are so many people that don't know.
Exactly.
And to hear it, it sounded new. It gave me even more information. I mean, there's things he told me that I didn't know. I mean, we don't know everything. I mean, we could all sit in the same classroom and different people know different things. And so the education, you know, I'll say do this venue again and again and again and share it with people and just get those who are ready or don't think they're ready, get them ready, you know, because this is going to encourage people, and there'll still be people that will listen to all this information and do nothing with it. But the ones who do are the ones who's going to pass it on to somebody else, and eventually everybody, no, I can't say everybody, a lot of people will be better and do better just because of the information that was shared here today.
That's true.
You know,
that's true.
You know,
and we have
be
to
dumb.
Keep listening to it over and over again because sometimes we forget or it's in the back of your mind. So repetition, you know, you got to be consistent.
Repetition.
You got to keep hearing the information over and over again until it sticks to you. And sometimes you might get it, but you don't really get it until the one day you be like, okay, I got it now. You know, so that's
exactly.
The only way you can really, you know, apply it is if you just, you know, keep telling it. And, you know, this is the first show that we've done about really dedicated to, like, finances and credit and stuff like that. But it's going to be the first of many, you know, and we definitely, you know, appreciate, you know, you calling in and being part of that conversation because you needed to be here at this time to hear it. And now you can go
right
and spread the word and let somebody know. And we can do the same, you know, about you. And, you know, really quick before I let you guys continue, it's funny because last year, it's not funny, but last year when I got off, Bitcoin was probably like about running about $10,000 to $12,000. You know what I mean? And before that, when my homeboy told me to get in about a year or two, it was probably like about $8,000. So, it you know, it goes up, it goes down. So it was between back
correct.
8 to 12. This was almost a year ago. A year ago. Now it's up over $60,000. And because I didn't want to receive the information at the time, it took him, you know, basically to slap the shit out of me for me to put $50 into it 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And if I would have known now what, you know, if I would have known then what I know now, oh, my God. And a year ago,
hindsight,
it was just that
hindsight, yes.
I didn't have $10,000 to give it, but if I could just, I could buy it in pieces. You don't have, if you don't have the whole share, you can break it up into pieces and put $50, $100, $1,000, whatever you got, and it's definitely going to grow. So it getting to $100,000, I did 40, 50 already in a year, I wouldn't be surprised at all. Not at all, you know? So
exactly.
That's definitely good.
And so,
I was thinking something that would be dope if we did a round table, you know, about this subject, like.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We can definitely
You're absolutely right.
Do that.
I think that would
That's
be real
good
dope,
information.
Man.
Yeah.
You are
well,
absolutely
we got to put
right,
it on the calendar.
The information, we'll need to know it. You know, and as we continue to share this with people or and, you know, have them come to the call and listen. And, I mean, it you know, we want to have a snowball effect, you know.
Exactly.
Let it grow and grow and grow. And, you know, the more you know, the more you grow.
Yep.
So,
it's been like one of the most informative conversations I ever heard, like this. There's so
I'm
much, man.
Level to
exactly.
From the beginning through it till now and continue. There's levels to this. So, yeah.
Exactly. And there's always things to share. I mean, we all know different things. We all know the same things. You know, we all have different perspectives of things. And, you know, people need to hear it. I mean, and those people who are wise enough to come and listen, you know, those are the people that we want here, the ones who are wise enough to come listen, you know, and take heed to some of the things that they're hearing. You know, they may not use it all, but there is something that we have said that will spark somebody.
Yeah.
You know, it could be one person at a time, maybe 10 people will hear it, you know, and they'll go share that information. Well, that 10 will bring, you know, two or three more people back with them, you know, on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So excited about it. I was really, really glad you invited me on. And I was really, really glad that I was able to listen to the people, you know, that you invited, you know, to share the information. Because all of it was on point. And so
that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a blessing. That just lets us know that
Absolutely.
We definitely are on the right path and we're just going to continue to do what we do and just continue to open up our platforms and have, you know, these real conversations because that's all it is us sharing our experiences, us testifying and sharing our testimonies and it all comes together and it all makes sense, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
And that's what I'm saying today, the truth.
I know that's right.
The
right that's
the
right.
This is not right. But, yeah, everybody was on point, you know, with what they said. And, yeah, that credit education could have went on for a long time because there's a whole bunch of stuff that a lot of people are missing. You know, so.
That's why we got to do it again.
Yeah.
And we definitely got to have you back on the show, you know, again. And when we get that next roundtable, you know, going, one of the next upcoming ones, we'll definitely talk about the finances and I'll let you know, about that so you can tune in as well. Is there anything else you want to add about your business or how people can get a hold of you?
Absolutely. What I'd like to share is people – like I said, the name of the company is Bitlocity, B-I-L-O-C-I-T-Y. If you go to bitlocity.io and just click register, what that's going to do is take you to a page where it says where you put in my name, which would be Lady D 2020, L-A-D-Y-D-D-2020, Lady D 2020, and just submit it. What that does is it sends me a notification to my phone And I can share information with you, you know, more detailed information, because it's definitely a visual. And then, like I said, there's educational pieces to it. But it's something that I think for those, I mean, and like I said, it's no problem. It's just information. You know, you can choose to use it or choose not to use it. But everything you do and everything you do, you see is part of an education, you know. So whether you use it or not, but keep in mind, in 2010, coin, where it took at least three coins to make a dollar, is now 59,000 to 61,000 per coin, that same coin. So, you know, I suggest people find something that's going to, you know, enhance their income, because we, this world that we're in now, we need to have backup plans, you know, more than one. And, you know, the information, like I said, that we share, I mean, saving money, if your credit is low, your interest rate is high, you know, 30% on a credit, you know, you're just wasting money. And so the information, you know, that you can get, you know, in a venue like this is very important. People just need to take heed, you know, and do what they can with the information that they have, because we can't expect a person to do better if they don't know better. But then once you have the information and you choose not to use it, well, that's just stupid. I'm going to put it, that's just stupid to have information and not utilize it. So that's it. Again, bitlocity.io is the website. And then you put in the name Lady D as in David, L-A-D as in David, Y-E, and I will get you some additional information. Or if you'd like, I'll give you an email address that you can send your name, email, and phone number to, and I'll still send you that information. And if you want me to call you, you can put that in there as well. Otherwise, it'll just be information that I send you, and that is dhl829@gmail.com. So D as in David, hl829@gmail.com. And I look forward to the next call here that you guys are going to put together.
All right. Definitely got to get a round table, man. With all y'all in it, and you know what I'm saying, and just have a big discussion, man, because this is like some good informative information, man. Like free game for real.
Free game.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we appreciate you, Diana, for taking time to call in, and I'm gonna go ahead and let Heavy go ahead and pick up where he left off and get into that credit, that FICA, the numbers you was talking about. You still there, Heavy?
Yeah, I'm here. I was just listening.
All right, bro.
I was soaking up game myself.
Got that chin ready, right?
Of course. Because I'm always looking to make a move, you know? So I've definitely absorbed, you know, little pieces and jewels and got to make a crown with it, you dig? So,
there you go.
Here's the thing. Credit percentages of your FICO score, right? There's certain percentages that are put together and they affect your score in different ways. Case in point, you have 35%. 35% is your payment history. Your on-time payments, your not on-time payments, but how you pay your bills, or how you pay your credit card and your debt, stuff that's being reported, your behavior shows up in this area, and it's the biggest chunk of your credit. So it's the most important chunk, too, because this is your make it or break it. It's your payment history. This is going to show creditors that you are able to pay your bills on time, and they can trust you with a line of credit. So you always want to pay attention to that. 30% is the amount owed. Again, this goes back to credit utilization. And with amount owed, they're looking at your balances between all your credit cards. So all your credit cards, say, for instance, you have $200 between three credit cards each, right? And together it's $600. So they're going to see out of that $600, how much credit are you using from time to time. That's called your credit utilization and your amount owed. So what they pretty much is they take you how much you owe monthly, and they're giving it to your score. Okay? They're saying, okay, well, he's only using 9% between all three of his credit cards. And that's how they'll determine how they'll give you your points. Now, I'm going to fast forward a little bit. I'm going to finish it off, but I'm going to fast forward a little bit because there's a piece that's very important that people need to know. But let's see where we are here. Okay, so we got 30%. 10% is new credit. So this is the critical part. So say, for instance, you have these three credit cards for a year, and you go to get a fourth credit card. When you get that fourth credit card, it's going to change the age of your credit. It's going to change the age of your credit. So the longer it takes you to get new credit, the higher your score is going to be. The moment that you get new credit, between them looking into your credit to see if you're eligible, it's going to knock it down. But it's not going to hurt you so much. It's going to be maybe a few points. It's not critical. Now, 15 if your length of credit. This can be helped, but this is also something that's going to happen within time. So you have to have credit cards for years. Like the more you open, have a line of credit open, the better this will grow. So if you got back to getting a new credit card, if you got a new credit card and you had a year's length of time, your credit card knocks you about, a new credit card can knock you about 3 months. So you'll have 9 months length of time. So in time, that will improve. But every time you get a new line of credit, look to have your time shortened. You know, so we want to stay within at least a 3 to 5 credit card range or a line of credit range, which I'll get to in a minute. And 10% is the credit mix. Like I said, I'll get to it in a minute. I'm getting to it right now. Now, your mix of credit is pretty much like your financial loans, you know, like loans from a bank, your student loans, credit cards, payday loans. Stay away from payday loans. I'm going to repeat this. Stay away from payday loans. If you want to get jerked, give your money to them clowns. And you're going to you talking about paying back credit. Paying them back is like paying back the mob. Stay away from payday loans. But they'll show up on your credit. They'll show up in your credit report too. Your mortgage and auto loans. That's called a mixed line of credit. You have certain things reporting on your report that you're paying on monthly. Those things need to be paid on time because all that affects this whole entire mix of your payment history. One thing that's critical because if you go on YouTube or, you know, you see these commercials on TV, everybody's talking about the 800 credit score, getting the 800 credit score. It's a great bragging right. I'm in the 700 club. It's a great bragging right, but it's not necessary. 800 is not going to get me any further in the door than what a 720 is going to get. A 720 would suffice. You know what I mean? Once you get across 680, once you get across that threshold, life becomes a lot better. You know what I mean? With a good discipline and paying your bills on time, you can get into the high 70s, but it's going to take – it's so many things that have to go right for you to be in the 800s, right? I mean, you have to have, like, almost 11 credit cards practically. Your history has to be practically flawless. You have a credit line of credit that's almost six figures, and you have 20 years of utilization, maybe 15. And I might be stretching, but so much has to go right for you to get into the 800s. And guess what? You'll do all that, and a 720 can get you in those same exact rooms. Aside from the aside from the first thing that I said was check to see where your FICO score and your credit scores are, which is that's one of the most important, because if you don't know where you are, you don't know how to navigate. You know, you don't know how to start your journey and see if this is something, if something you have to pay down, you can pay down in increments, you know. Find out where you are. Don't just ignorantly just say, oh, you know, my credit is bad. I don't even want to mess with it. I just pay for everything in cash. Because it's going to come along a time you want to buy a house. Or you, it's going to come along a time when you want to get a new car, and instead of paying a lower percentage in interest, you're paying a higher percentage because they can't trust you with the credit. You know, so find out where you are. That's the very first thing, first and foremost, that's important. The last thing that's very important, it should be number one to me, is be patient. Be patient. This is not going to happen overnight with good practices. It'll happen faster. Poor practices, it won't happen at all. But you have to be patient. You have to be disciplined. Okay? You have to be disciplined. You know? That pocketbook might look nice. Them J's might look nice. You know? But if you have a clear sight of where you want to go in your future, you have to be diligent and disciplined. That's all I have to say in terms of that. But if you do those things, this is easy. Mm-hmm. It becomes a game after a while. You won't spend money the same. Yeah, you won't spend money the same ever again. You know.
Well, that's
especially
right.
If you're properly using your credit to pay your bills and pay everything around you, and you pay off your credit in full monthly, they're giving you money to do that. They're giving you points where you can go to on a trip and go on a hotel stay, and you can use that towards that. So there is perks to doing this. I've never had a debit card that done that. I'm still waiting for one.
Right.
So,
and they don't tell you all that. They just try to make it seem like the debit card is so, you know, everyone has one, or you can even get you a prepaid one and let's sign you up for the debit card, but no one talks to you, you know, about credit. Even the same banks that issue you the debit cards, why wouldn't they tell you about the credit cards too?
Well, the banks, look at it like this, and this is what I've learned. I learned this from an actual banker. A credit card is a product. It's a product.
True.
It's a product. It's a product that they don't have to necessarily sell it to you because they know that you'll run to it.
Mm.
All they have to do is pull out the brochures or send you a little brochure in your mailbox because you're banking with them. You're going to come to them. A couple of commercials, and you're there. So they don't necessarily have to sell it to you. You're going to come to it. But that's the one thing. If we have the mentality of knowing that what we're investing our money into is a product. Credit cards are products. You know what I mean? When you go to your bank and your bank gives you a credit card, they're giving you a product.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's just a case in point. It's a product. These people are giving you. It's nothing no different than Nike selling you a pair of Air Maxes.
Mm.
It's just Air Maxes don't give you cash back.
Right.
You feel me?
That's true.
So the moment we understand that, you'd be like, okay, I understand this, but you would think some of the places that relies on credit and loans, like college. You could be going to college to be a financial advisor, and they won't teach you that. Think of how absurd is that? You're going to school to be a financial advisor. That means you're going to be talking to people about their finances, and they don't teach you about credit. And here's the killer. You want to know what the killer is? You're going to walk out of there with hundreds of thousands of dollars in loans and debt that now you got to scramble through because you don't have the knowledge. They're not going to teach that to you. They're not going to teach that to you. So if you don't know, you don't know. No. unfortunately, you know, I didn't have people around me to give me this information, because I wish I knew this information 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I'd be on the moon right now.
Hmm.
You know, I'd be in a whole different stratosphere. But I'm glad that I know it now, and I'm trying to share it to as many people, especially our people, because we at the bottom of the barrel. We're shooting ourselves out the barrel right now. You know? Now we have a whole buffer class that's about to come in and usurp us. So, you know, it's this like this. If you black and you're American, and I'm not trying to make this a racial thing at all, so please excuse me, but if you're black, if you're an American black in this country, you had to get it from the dirt every time. You had to pull your imaginary bootstraps up and get busy. And this is one of those times. But we can't get there in unison if we're not sharing information. I think that's got lost in translation. And the last 3 decades, you know, because everybody's talking about getting the bag, but you're not directing the generation behind you to the bag.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody going to get it, but they're not leaving the door open for their people to come behind them and get it. And that's why there's a lack of generational wealth amongst us. You know,
right?
Less and less of us are leaving homes behind. Some of them aren't even leaving cars or anything behind. But you know what? One thing they will always leave, and they'd be happy to give to their kin, debt.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's guaranteed for us, almost most of the time. So we need information like this to be shared, so we can pass it on and inspire a generation that's coming behind us, that's
exactly
going to need this information, you know, because it's not out there for us. And they said, if you want to hide something from us, put it in the book. They were right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they were right. So I'm just happy that I was able, and like I said, I'm no way near an expert. I'm just giving you from the experiences I have. So I am humbled to even be here to even, you know, express my journey, you know, and my experiences. I thank you in big sense, big time. Thank you.
It's appreciated, man.
You're
all
welcome,
this free
bro.
Game.
It's always
man.
A blessing. Free game.
Right on.
I do have a question, though, really quick, though. As far as credit score and FICO score, are those the same things?
Yes and no. It's almost paradoxical, because you can't have one without the other. The other vernacular that people aren't using, they don't use often, is Vantage Score. Your Vantage Score is whatever FICO model that they're using. Like, I think they're using FICO 8, if I'm correct. If that's the new your Vantage Score is the scores that Equifax is going to give you, Experian is going to give you, TransUnion is going to give you. Your combined score is your FICO score.
Okay, got you.
Okay, your score, that your three, you know, Vantage scores combined makes up your FICO score. You know, the Fair Isaac. How did I forget that? I'll polish it up for the round table. Because a lot of stuff I've written down, but a lot of stuff is in my head and it's jumping up because there's so much more to it, you know? And mm-hmm. I don't want to be bouncing all over the place.
No, but, I feel you. That's why the conversation will continue, you know, multiple times on different platforms. There's a whole lot of things, you know, that we can do with this. And, you know, me and Heavy, we've been talking behind the scenes a little bit. And so you're gonna definitely see us. And, you know, you're going to definitely hear us. We're going to be here. And, you know, anybody that's listening that's out there that has any information that they want to provide, any questions that you may have for somebody that has been on the show, let us know or reach out to them. And I'm pretty sure if they don't know the answer, that they'll try to get the answer for you. I mean, we have, you know, pretty thorough people that call into the show, so no one's going to try to misinform you. And like I said, if they don't know, they'll try to find out for you, and if they just don't know, they'll just let you know, you know?
Right on. And like I said before, the information is not necessarily out there, but with a little, you know, energy, you can find out what you need to find out. And I think nowadays everybody on YouTube is making some kind of credit, you know, repair video. But the thing about credit repair, which I want to really, really, really express, you can pay somebody to repair your credit, if that's such a thing, but that's not going to build your credit score. It's just going to clear off marks and clear off debt and, you know, stuff to get disputed to come off of your report. But you can have a blank report, you know. So if you have a blank report, that means you're not even registering a score. So sometimes it's good to have, and it's an oxymoron, but sometimes it's good to have bad credit, ironically, than have no credit at all. You know, cause like when I got into it, I was registering like unavailable, not available. So I didn't even have anything for them to gauge, and I couldn't get nothing until I got my Open Sky and my self-lender. You know?
Right.
If I knew. So with, you know, just take your time and figure it out. But just because you're removing stuff off your credit doesn't mean you're building credit. You can build your credit as you're having things removed, and you don't have to pay. You know, unless you're in some situation like where you like $200,000-$300,000 in the hole, yeah, you might have to find a financial advisor, you know. But, you know, negotiate it between the credit card companies or something that's way past is, you know, the 7 to 10 year limit that can be disputed to be removed. Yeah, you don't need to pay somebody to do that. You know, people are being ripped off right now. And they're doing all they're doing is exactly what I told you to do about writing the letters and sending the dispute letters and payment for delete letters. All you're doing is paying them $600 to $900 for them to do that. You could do that yourself and spend maybe what, $15 in stamps and maybe $20 to have it sent certified for signature. That's up to you.
Yeah. Right. That's
but
cool.
But even with going through all that, that's not going to build your credit. It's just going to take all the stuff that was harming you off. Now you got to build it. Now you got to build it.
Exactly.
So I want to repeat, Open Sky, that's, they don't check your credit, and you're going to need at least $200 to invest for a secured credit card, excuse me. Self-lender, they have a startup. I think the startup is like $15. The next month, you'll be charged whatever plan that you chose. At the end of your duration of that year, you get your money back with slight interest. And, of course, they're going to take a skim. They're going to skim the take because it's a business. It's a product, and they're going to need to get paid. But you're going to get the bulk of that. You're going to get the money back and then some. And the Discovery It card, and I repeat again, they're going to match you dollar for dollar cash back for a whole entire year. And at the 8 on-time payments, you go into unsecured, and they raise your credit limit as they return whatever down payment you needed for the secure credit card. They return that back to you. So those three line of credits are great to get into. Yeah, they're great starters. And I haven't found anything in my personal search that rivaled any one of those three for starting to build credit and that report to all three credit bureaus at once.
That's what's up, bro. Yeah, okay. Well, we definitely, you know, appreciate you again for taking some time to call us. And we'll be in touch, you know, when the roundtable, you know, pops off. You know, hopefully we'll get that popping soon. Is there anything that you want to add or, you know, say before we let you go?
Shout out to the Unfadables. Fader Bafar, stand up. Jen Doc, stand up. Jen Doc, Mr. FP, J Bars, Boom, Brother Marinate, you know, Ari Scratch, peace of them, peace of my family, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my mother who survived COVID. That's a big deal. And I know I'm going to speak my audio code peoples, because every time I'm on this joint, I don't say nothing about my mans, KO and Eddie Arcadia. Audio is in the building. Peace to them. And every time I listen back to these joints, I always I'm like, yo, I forgot about my dudes. But KO, what up, bro? I owe you a phone call. So y'all got that on wax. All right? So that's pretty much it. And shout out to Big Sin. You know, Big Sin, you know what I'm saying? We got to get together and do. I tell you that every time I talk to you. We got to get together and do a joint.
That Teller Savalas track, I'm gonna lace that joint. I just been trying to wrap this EP up. You know what I'm saying? And get this
everybody
get this
live
campaign right. But I'm
right
gonna get on it. I got the EP behind me, so now I can you know what I'm saying, jump on this collab, dude.
Right on. Everybody's been live and with different things going on, so you know, we definitely in the mix. You know, it'll get done. Confidently.
Yeah, it's gonna get done. When it get done, it's gonna be worth the wait.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm not tripping. You know, we aren't tripping. You know, you aren't tripping.
Yeah.
A birdie told me that this lady named Taz that MC got busy.
I can believe
she burnt that joint.
Every now and then I gotta make an appearance here and there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
now and then, you know.
Yeah,
we gonna get it together. And we gonna play that. And we gonna play it on here. We should play when it drops.
Yeah.
Finally,
ooh,
we should play it exclusively on here. The Infatables, everybody call up into the show. Let's get it. Matter of fact, it should be like that with every time somebody drops something. Y'all know where we be at. Hit us up.
Exactly.
Let's get it popping. Let's spread it, you know?
Right on. Well, yes, it was
so
a pleasure being here. And I soaked up a lot of good game tonight.
Me too, man. And it's good. You know, I'm glad everything went well. You know, like I said earlier, this is our first episode where we strictly just kind of talking about finances and credit and things like that. So we're definitely going to do more, you know, in the future. And again, if anybody has any type of knowledge or, you know, anything that you can provide, or if you just want to listen to the call live, hit us up. We'll get you on that list and we'll go from there, you know?
Right on.
Indeed.
We got
Sin, anything you want to say before we go, bro?
Man, I done got so much game off this show. Lord have mercy. I wish we could, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we need to do another show, like, on the same topic. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because it's always good to get knowledge like that, man.
Yeah. Never-ending knowledge, because there's so many different avenues and so many doors that you talk about one thing that opens up another door. So, you know, it's always something that we can add, you know, to the pot. And, you know, and if we get other people and they get their perspective and, you know, what they have to add to it too, you know, it's like a big old gumbo pot, you know.
Yeah.
Put it all together.
And and then, you know, like just the way the world is now, man, like, anytime you can get some type of, like, people talking with some sense, man, it's a breath of fresh air, because there's so many dumb, but that's a whole nother show, man. it's so many damn idiots out here, man. It seems like I interact with a lot of them. So when you hear people, like, talking with sense, man, and giving you something that's going to make you a better person, man, it's a breath of fresh air.
Always, bro. Really? Always. I can dig that. Well, I mean, I don't have anything else to add. So, you know, it's peace and love as always. And we appreciate those that, you know, took some time to tune into the call, you know, this evening, and just, you know, connect with us on social media, Instagram, Twitter, you know, NC Hip Hop Show, Taz That MC, Big Sin, Heavy Hands, The Arc, you know, Monty Montague. Follow us, you know. We out. Peace.